The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm a very good girl.
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, push that button.
Crazy and the Crazy Men are back here in Montreal. As Willem back as Stephen Pickford, and special guest Malcolm Andrews in studio here at Beta. Well, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Stephen Pickford, coming to you from the Bacchus Broadcasting Center, our beautiful studios here, and
yeah.
Hoping everyone is recovering from the holiday madness, the all the overhype of Y2K is over, and many hotels who had counted on making a killing, well, they were left with a lot of excess inventory, good for them,
mm-hmm.
because when you're trying to get $800 or $1,000 a night for a room that normally goes for $150 or $200, well...
They say, who do you think you are, the Stanhope in Belgium?
People just said, no, we're not going to take that, and we'll take our vacations later in the year, go a few days later, and get the better deals, and still get the same quality without the crowds and the rush. And a lot of trips that we're planning.
What do you mean, without the rush?
Well, you can visit Moscow as well. That's a place that's on many people's list of to visit.
Yeah.
Or Lvov in the Ukraine as well. A lot of places that we're planning to go in the year 2000.
I hear you are planning to head out to Arizona and then off to Amsterdam after that.
Arizona next week. Next week I'll be down at the Hermosa Inn in Scottsdale,
mm-hmm.
with Canada Centennial Anchorman Vic Phillips, Cynthia Fodor from KCCI Des Moines.
We don't mean that he's 100 years old.
No.
Just acts that way.
Closer to 100 than to zero, I guess, in age. But we'll be testing out a lot of things on that trip, including Midwest Express Airlines, the all-business class airline that flies into Phoenix from their Milwaukee hub. I was reading through Travel Weekly, Alan Frederick's publication, and there was a letter to the editor. And usually you see these letters where people come in and say, that airline's awful. And it's not too often you see a letter in praise of Midwest Express Airlines. And somebody wrote in to say this was an airline that lived up to everything that they'd advertised, that they had expected, delivered really on their product. So looking forward to another great flight on Midwest Express. We'll also be testing out from Hertz the Never Lost Global Positioning System on their cars. So,
oh, that's cool.
Vic Phillips,
hey,
sometime.
It is the 21st century now.
We're getting to...
There are purists to say that happens next year. But
we'll leave that for the weekday talk shows for everyone to discuss the when exactly the
numbers
will start.
The numbers have turned. That's all I care about.
We're hitting the... 2000. So
yeah, speaking of the year 2000 and great stuff, you know, Steve, ever since I was a kid I've been a trainiac. So one of the things we like about going to Europe, of course, is visiting the railroad museums. And of course, being here in Canada, in Montreal, we also are at one of the most important railroad cities in Canada for many, many years was Montreal, because before the St. Lawrence Seaway was built in the 50s, CNR, which later on gave its passenger service with CP to Via Rail Canada, also had the first rail line, which was the Montreal Lachine Railroad, starting at Bonaventure Station, ending up at the just past the rapids. Steve and I, we
followed it. It was sort of a rail heritage tour, and that's a thing that gets people out on traveling across North America, is checking out rail heritage. That's a big thing these days, rail fan tours.
We have with us the man in charge of all the public relations at Via Rail Canada, Malcolm Andrews, and he is going to tell us all kinds of stuff about why you should be taking the train to Canada. Myself, when you're going Montreal to Toronto, now, one of the most important aspects of Via Rail generally is travel between Quebec City and Windsor. They call that the corridor.
Right, it's comparable to the Boston-Washington Northeast Corridor and Amtrak.
Exactly.
Very, very busy and great service for business travelers and for people connecting the two cities.
Travel between Montreal and Toronto is one of the most important things. And in fact, when you're going by car, I mean, even when you're going full out, you know, getting there in less than 4 hours is quite an accomplishment. Via Rail manages to do that with the train.
For 4 hours, you have to be personally chauffeured by Willem Bacchus and Air Subaru.
Oh, I did it in three one night, but we won't tell the OPP about that.
No. And the other thing, when you drive, you're always having to pull over to the side to get something to eat, and you have to worry about the weather. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it is not the most interesting of highways. There's not much to see along it either.
If you've never been on Via Rail's Light Rapid Comfortable, the LRC, train cars, you owe it to yourself. It's a treat, especially in Via 1 First Class. But even in Coach Class, the LRC is one of the nicest ways to go. Beautiful, light, built by Bombardier, these cars. Bombardier here in Montreal.
Absolutely. And along that line, if I could just add that we are making some important additions to that corridor, which already offers trips and travel between all of the cities, right from Windsor, which is on the border with Detroit, right up to Quebec City, including Toronto and Ottawa, our nation's capital, and Montreal, where we are today. What we're adding to that, really in just about a week's time, is a new overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, and it'll go every night except Saturday night in both directions. And what that's going to allow people to do is essentially spend a much longer day in Montreal or in Toronto, whichever they choose, take in an evening's entertainment, a concert, a hockey game, of course. Can't leave out hockey, we're in Canada.
Of course.
And still catch the train at 11:30 and go to their sleeping accommodations, go to the bar. We'll have a dome car on that train.
Oh, neat. A dome?
Absolutely.
Ooh, yes.
And arrive the next morning a little bit after 8 o'clock. We have showers on those sleeping cars, of course, now, so you can refreshed and wake up. Now, what we're also adding is something we've been offering to our customers on the Western Transcontinental train, the Canadian, for about a year and a half now, called Romance by Rail.
Oh, yes.
Trains have historically always been thought of as a romantic way to travel, as well as comfortable and productive and all those other wonderful things. And many of the romance has been spawned, I think, you know, on board trains, famous and not so famous, all over the world. So, what it is, it's a big double bedroom with a lovely queen size bed and champagne.
Ooh.
And roses.
You're capturing Willem's interest.
Room service.
Well, hey, I love rails and I love romance.
Put the two together, and you've got an unbeatable combination.
Hey, you know, maybe you miss Christmas. February the 14th is coming up. Come to take the Transcontinental. In fact, it's always been a dream of mine to take the mm-hmm. train across Canada.
That's one of those things everyone owes it to themselves to do at least once in a lifetime.
We got about 30 seconds before our break, Stephen. Tell us what's coming up today.
Well, coming up later, right after the break, Avery Haynes from CTV Newsnet will be talking about her trip on Via Rail to Eastern Canada, the Easterly Class Service. We'll mm-hmm. be talking to Jerry Wagschel about Ottawa and Montreal and New York City, and continuing our discussion with Malcolm Andrews. That's all coming up on Travel World right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, we got another 20 seconds to ad-lib.
Add something.
Take the Via train.
And check out their website at www.viarail.ca.
There you go, Malcolm. Okay, Bonnie, we're going to roll it right now.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
Did you know our Bill of Rights is really one of the most easily understood documents ever written? Yet because of decades of inferior education in government-controlled schools, we've all but lost our sense of limited government under our Constitution. This is Bill Huff for Liberty 2000, introducing the Bill of Rights Exposed. This new book will reintroduce you to the great minds that framed and ratified the United States Constitution, with an emphasis on understanding our Bill of Rights. It was James Madison who said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance." Why not renew your efforts to know and assert your rights today? Call Liberty 2000 right now at 1-888-273-8653. Ask for the Bill of Rights Exposed, only $19.95 each or two for $29.95. Give us a toll-free call right now at 1-888-273-8653 or visit us on the internet at www.lexrex.com.
I don't get it.
What?
How'd you find the time to read all those books?
I listen to books, audiobooks, while I'm in my car, working out, even walking. My audiobooks go where I go.
Smart.
Not half as smart as Audiobook Club.
Join Audiobook Club now and get any four best-selling audiobooks for just 99 cents. Thousands of best-selling authors to choose from, like John Grisham, Danielle Steele, John Gray, Stephen Covey, and more. There's something for everyone. Call 800-311-2005 now.
Discounts up to 70% off publishers' prices. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Get four for 99 cents plus shipping and handling when you buy one at regular club prices. All we ask is that you buy three more in 2 years.
That's over $135 in audiobooks for just 99 cents.
And that's not smart, it's brilliant.
Call 800-311-2005. That's 800-311-2005. Call now.
Friends, I'm Morton Downing Jr., here today for the cigarettes program. You know all the reasons you should quit smoking, and no one, of course, knows them better than I do. But it's hard to quit and harder to stay quit because your body craves nicotine. Nicotine. The natural cigarettes formula relieves cravings and relieves that nervous tension. We all know what that's all about. It's priced less than other programs, and best of all, the cigarettes program is absolutely guaranteed. That's right. Whether you smoke 10, 20, 30, 50 years, doesn't make any difference. No matter how many other times you've tried and failed, you'll quit with the cigarettes program or you get your money back. I stay smoke-free with cigarettes. Thank God for that. If I can do it, so can you. It's available now in gum or in tablet form, and all you have to do is give cigarettes a call.
If you want to smoke, that's your business. But if you want to quit or even cut down, cigarettes can help. Cigarettes doesn't contain nicotine, and it's guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-964-3113 or send $29.95 plus $6.95 to Cigarettes, Box 4444, Carlsbad, California. Call 1-800-964-3113.
Dad fell asleep watching TV again.
He snores so loud, you can hear him down the street.
Shh! You know how tired he is all the time? Don't wake him up.
Well, now he stopped. Finally.
I think you stopped breathing. Dad?
Dad?
Sleep apnea is a serious health problem that affects 12 million Americans. You may not even know you have it, but during sleep, you snore loudly and stop breathing repeatedly, over and over again, all night, every night. And sleep apnea affects how you feel during the day. You're so tired that you fall asleep easily, at work, watching TV, sometimes even behind the wheel of your car.
You better leave him alone.
Are you sure he's okay? Let's get Mom.
Sleep apnea can affect you and those you love, but it's treatable. If you think you or someone you love may have sleep apnea, see your doctor. Sleep apnea. It's no way to sleep. It's no way to live. A health tip from the National Center on Sleep Disorders Research of the National Institutes of Health.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips.
What a great trip on that Via Trade. Met a great steward in the bar car by the name of Serge David. So if you're ever on Via, ask for Serge David. And boy, does he pour a mean drink. And the food on that Via Trade is unbelievable.
On a train?
Oh, yeah. Choice of three things on the menu. Great stuff. Great food. I'm given the choice of how I get to Montreal, and I must come here about 8 to 10 times a year, and I always come by train rather than by plane. It's a 4-hour ride from Toronto, and it's just lovely on that Via.
Oh, yeah, the Avery Haines theme song.
Everyone has to have their own theme song. Welcome back to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus with special guest in studio Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail and Avery Haines on the line. And, Steve, tell us a bit about Avery's trip.
Well, Avery Haines was with CTV Newsnet in Toronto, and last summer she traveled down to the Maritime Provinces of Canada aboard Via Rail. Good morning, Avery.
Well, good morning to you.
So, was this one of these dream trips that you decided to take, one of Canada's name trains down to the Maritime Provinces?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to do a trip. I always wanted to do, as you were mentioning before, right across the country, but I didn't have the time or the finances because it's an expensive trip. But I did do the Toronto to Montreal and then Montreal to Halifax. And it was beautiful. The trip from Toronto to Montreal, as Vic was saying just a minute ago, was incredible because it is so much better than driving. You're not faced with that deadly 401, which can just about put you to tears driving it. The scenery is beautiful, and you can take first class, and it truly was first class. Food was great. They didn't stop pouring the drinks. We were half smashed by the time we got off the train.
They had to drag you off the wheelchair.
It was hilarious. I mean, every time I took one sip of my wine, they were putting some more in there, and it just seemed so civilized of a way to travel as opposed to.
I think Avery, they were a little bit enamored with you. You probably had that red lipstick, the nail polish on there. Figure, let's get her smashed.
So how do you explain my husband?
Oh, I have no idea.
Or nail polish, so I don't.
They
know.
Have a steward. Well, maybe he was wearing the nail polish. They have stewards and stewardesses as well. Actually,
and, you know, the service was so good. They just kept coming around and around. It was roomy. It was absolutely beautiful. It was. I was really surprised, and the food being good, because you're used to when you're traveling and relying on an airline, for example, to feed you, being quite disappointed. The food was excellent.
Oh yeah.
You had a choice of entrees, and it takes a good hour to get through all the different courses. It is a civilized way to travel. That's the correct way to describe it.
And as Vic was saying, as opposed to taking the car, it's just so much nicer to take. And then you're not worrying about anything either. You can catch up on reading or whatever you want to do.
Avery, did you like the little chocolates they serve you afterwards?
I didn't get any chocolates.
You didn't get any.
What are you telling me? No, I got ripped off of the chocolates.
I think you had too much to drink and you didn't remember it.
Yeah, maybe I just forgot about having chocolates.
You were waiting for the after-dinner liqueur. That was.
Well, seriously, the chocolates they got on this Via train are incredible, and I've only seen it on Via. It might be is it an exclusive specialty, Malcolm?
Absolutely. We have our own Belgian chocolatier. Actually, it's a chocolatière, a woman in the Markham, actually, in the suburbs of Toronto, who makes those Via 1 chocolate truffles for us and for nobody else in the world.
They look like little cups, small
Absolutely.
Cups about the size of a... I don't know, a little bit more than the American quarter, like the Canadian loonie.
Yeah.
And that was the pun. And inside, little ganache inside there.
Basically, yeah.
I know ganache.
We always have dark chocolate and one other flavor, usually. We have changed our menus and changed the wine we serve and changed everything else about the Via 1 First Class service since it was first introduced, say, 8 to 10 years ago. But one thing we are never going to change, and our customers have told us they'll leave us in droves if we dare, is those chocolates. So.
You better believe it. But it's not just that. I mean, it's real food, real cutlery, real utensils. And also, for those of you who bring portable computers and whatever with you, yeah, I don't know if it's just first class, Malcolm, but I know in the Via train, they have plugs right at your seat.
Every seat has a plug, and essentially at the moment, we just have them in the Via 1 first class car because that's where most of our business travelers tend to travel. The other nice thing, it may seem kind of an odd thing to say as a benefit, but a lot of our business travelers who have their own cell phones, and many do, of course, these days, tell us they really appreciate the fact that they can use them from the minute they get on the train to the minute they get off versus some other modes of travel where, of course, you have to turn your cell phone off.
Yeah, and there's no navigational trouble with that.
And you know what else is interesting as well? You think when you're going from regular class up to first class, it would be a huge jump in the price that you pay. But for the service you get, it really is not that much more expensive, especially
That's
for
right.
a relatively short haul like Toronto to Montreal.
Right. Essentially, our first-class fares are about the equivalent of most of the regular airlines' economy class fares.
Yeah.
So just to give people a good idea of what they would expect.
Of where the price pointing is. Now, Avery, when you got to Montreal, you connected to the easterly class trains to head to the Maritimes. And you went to Halifax as your final destination, which is where the train terminates. How did you enjoy spending overnight on the train? Or did you stay up all night and pretended you were in a submarine, like a friend of ours once did?
That's obviously your fantasy, not mine. We took the overnight train from Montreal to Halifax then, and I was a little disappointed only because I envisioned, as you were what you were talking about, Malcolm, before, this romance by rail sounds more like what I was interested in, because it was a romantic getaway. But this was not quite a romantic getaway. Because you couldn't get first class. There was no class distinction on this easterly, at least not that I knew of. And the rooms were relatively small, and it was bunk beds, which does not lead to romance, I have to tell you.
Well,
try to get two people into one bunk bed. Now that would be romantic.
Well, I'm
maybe.
Telling you, when I was hearing about the romance by rail package, that sounds, you know, it sounds like it's a bigger room. You really wouldn't want to stay in your room for a whole. It's not an area that you'd really want to just hang out in. It's very small, but they have the beautiful glass dome car up top where you can have drinks, and we had a couple of interesting adventures on it because we happened to be traveling on Saint Jean Baptiste Day, and a bunch of folks in northern Quebec decided, or, you know, in Quebec as we were passing through in the middle of the night, decided to have a bonfire on the tracks.
On the train?
On the train, okay. On the tracks. So they parked their pickup trucks and had a huge bonfire, and we were sleeping at the time, and all of a sudden we saw these flames out the window, and, like, you could see the orange sort of shooting flames coming out, and what it was is the having a big drunken brawl outside the tracks, so our trip got delayed a bit because they were clearing these drunks off the track.
Saint Jean Baptiste, by the way, is June the 24th. It's a holiday in Quebec, just kind of like a state or a national holiday.
It's like a
holiday.
state holiday, like what is it, Bennington Memorial Day in Vermont or
something like that. So, of course, Quebec being basically the center of French Canada, it's mainly for French language and culture.
Right, you know what else was really interesting, though, to go, if you have never traveled by train, it's all, I can liken it to sort of traveling by motorcycle as opposed to going by car. You see the country in a way that you would never see it before, especially because you're not focused on having to drive. You can just, especially in those beautiful dome cars, you can sit up. It's all glass enclosed, and we happen to be going after the ice storms that hit Canada. And to see, I mean, you could see the beauty of the country, and you could also see the destruction, the absolute force of those storms that ripped through that area.
Well, that was to mean something to see. Now, the train trip, you leave around 7 p.m. at night, and you arrive the following afternoon in your destination.
That's right. So you had dinner in the car, which was very nice.
So you end up having around three meals.
In the dining car, and then breakfast the next morning. And then you had a nice bit to see through the early afternoon as well.
There's a variety of menu. It's not a set menu that you have to eat what they give you or nothing else. You have a choice of what you can select from the menu.
That's right. And Halifax is such a beautiful city. It's the first time I've been to Eastern Canada. I've done a lot of traveling outside of the country, and really wanted to do some more traveling within Canada. And Halifax is just a beautiful city.
It's a great, very compact downtown, and a number of restaurants along their harbor front, their inner harbor overlooking Dartmouth.
Yeah, really beautiful.
Where would you like to go next in Canada? You've done this extravaganza down to the Maritimes. If you were going to discover another area of Canada on your next trip, where would that be?
You know, this is an embarrassing thing to even acknowledge. Do you know I have never been to Vancouver?
Never been to Vancouver.
I've never, and this is a sad thing that I think a lot of Canadians face about traveling within their own country, is so often when you're looking at a destination and you're looking at the price for plane travel, for airline travel, it is so expensive to fly within your own country, and especially in the winter months, and you can fly for almost half the price to a resort in Mexico. And so we've always ended up doing that kind of travel as opposed
right.
To
a lot of people end up. Yeah, that's what a lot of people end up doing. Well, that gives you something to look forward to in the year 2000. Let's thank you, Avery Haynes, for joining us this morning on
Travel
World. Well,
nice to chat with you guys.
Yeah, nice having you here, and stay listening to Travel World across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
We're rolling the break.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Sensing a battle ahead, President Clinton is said to be planning a major campaign early in the year to convince the Republican-led Congress to approve a big trade deal with China. A White House team is meeting next week to plot strategy for getting Congress to approve China's entry into the World Trade Organization. Commerce Secretary William Daley and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Steve Ricchetti will be designated to head the team. Two former healthcare executives from Columbia HCA Healthcare can remain free on bail while they appeal their convictions for defrauding federal healthcare programs of $3.5 million. A judge has ruled Jay Jarrell and Robert Whiteside guilty last July of filing false expense reports for Columbia's hospital in Port Charlotte, Florida, to the federal health care programs for the poor, the elderly, and military dependents. The White House says congressional Republicans appear to be edging closer to President Clinton's call for tax cuts targeted at the middle class, but Chief of Staff John Podesta says he will withhold judgment until he sees the entire Republican plan for tax cuts. Republicans expect to put the centerpiece of their campaign, tax cuts, to help elect Clinton's successor and keep Republican control of Congress in November's national elections. The president is proposing boosting government spending on computer security by some $280 million as part of a long-term plan to guard against threats ranging from hackers to terrorists. Elements in the plan to defend America's information infrastructure include $160 million for computer security research. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
Wherever you go, you see the signs. A new century is coming, and with it, 1,000 questions. Will there be peace? Will your family ever be in harm's way? Will a small town in Texas be hit with a hurricane? Will your daughter ever need a new kind of blood treatment? Will that nice man who hands you the paper ever need a hand to hold in a time of need? We're the American Red Cross. And while we have no crystal ball for the world that awaits, we can make one promise. We'll be there. Whether it's in the eye of the storm, in your darkest hour, or in the light of day, we'll be there. Support your American Red Cross.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Yes, welcome back to Travel World. That's the Jerry Wagshall theme song.
Jerry Wagshall is on the line with us now, and the man who wishes he could play every day. Seems that he's playing pretty well every weekend, and he's with us here today talking about some of his weekend getaway adventures over the past month. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Stephen. Hi, Willem. How you guys doing?
Doing just fine.
Great. Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about what we did. For New Year's, we wanted to do something special, obviously, for the dawn of the new millennium. We took the train to New York City, where the city was preparing for 2 million people to come to Times Square to watch the ball drop. In the end, those like my father who bet that things would go wrong lost. He lost $5. But the real story actually is that everything went really smoothly there, with 8,000 cops on the scene. The city was actually extremely calm. But first, I want to tell you guys a little bit about what we did over the Christmas holidays. You know, as you guys probably know, I just got married last year, and
you got to keep it clean. It's family radio. Go ahead.
I thought you were going to tell you.
And Christmas with the in-laws can be a little overwhelming. One of the recommendations I've got here for these newly married people is that it's nice to have a hotel to go back to at the end of the night instead of pulling a cot into the living room and showing everybody your pajamas. And
I thought you were
going to
tell us a story like that movie, The Ref.
Like the what?
You remember that movie, The Ref?
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
That Christmas dinner? Yes. Anyway, go ahead. Keep talking.
When you're staying in a place that's as nice, you know, and when you're staying in a place that's nice in the Chateau Laurier, it's really nice. The Chateau is a grand, obviously we're in Ottawa, and the Chateau is a grand luxury hotel, for those of Americans who don't know, with one of Canada's great hotels. It has lots of history. In fact, the person who was behind it is Charles Melville Hughes. In 1912, he went to get some furniture for the hotel in London, and he booked his trip back actually on the Titanic, so neither he nor the furniture ever actually came back. However, it was opened shortly after by Sir Wilfrid Laurier. The Joseph Karsh, the famous portrait photographer, best known for his portrait of Winston Churchill, as well as Albert Einstein and Helen Keller, had a studio and actually lived in the hotel for 18 years. However, I was not able to find out how much rent he paid. Several rock stars from the Rolling Stones, Bryan Adams, Yoko Ono, as well as dignitaries and Canadian politicians and American politicians have stayed at the hotel. And although the hotel is old, it has all the modern amenities for the business and leisure traveler. The staff is young and polished and energetic, and it's not stuffy. We stayed over there during Christmas, so you have to realize that it's kind of like being in Buckingham Palace when the Queen is away. But to make it warmer, the staff actually put up, when we woke up, we had stockings on our doors with homemade cookies and candy. And that sort of really sort of warm touch to a place that's actually quite large and grand. The rooms start at $149 Canadian a night, about $100 US. Of course, Ottawa offers lots to do, both indoors and out, from a broad range of museums to skating on the Rideau Canal, cross-country skiing in the Gatineau Hills, in the summer biking and rollerblading. Next, we were off to Montreal, one of the few Canadian cities that never sleeps. I'd even say less so than Toronto.
Toronto's always sleeping.
Toronto is
sleeping.
It seems
everybody's on the highway in Toronto.
Exactly. No, don't sleep on the highway. That might be very bad. We stayed at one of the hotels that's becoming the hub for entertainment in Montreal. The Delta is a luxury hotel located in the heart of downtown, a minute away from the Place des Arts with its music, opera, and ballet. And in the summer, close to all the festivals, the jazz festival, the Franco Folie, the comedy festival. It's close to museums like the Musée des Beaux-Arts and the Contemporary Art Museum and all the private art galleries on Sherbrooke. What's more convenient now is the hotel has an admissions office on premises where you can book tickets to any show, museum, or event. And this service is only offered to hotel guests, so they don't have to stand in line or even, you know, deal with the concierge booking them tickets and that sort of thing, which they can also do, but they can go directly to this office and get their tickets even printed out right there on the premises. If you call the Delta to book a room, you can also be automatically transferred to this service to book your entertainment. There's an art gallery in the hotel called Adagio, which has a contemporary art exhibit now until January the 28th, a good affordable restaurant, and two club floors offering a private breakfast and hors d'oeuvres, you know, around cocktail hour, along with a spa offering massages and beauty treatments, as well as a health club with squash courts and a lap pool. It's also near the subway, conveniently located subway in the underground city, with very affordable rates for Americans starting at $114 US. That phone number is 514-286-1986. Finally, for New Year's Eve, we took the train, the Amtrak, the Adirondack, from Montreal to New York. It leaves at around 10 a.m. and arrives in New York around 7:50. And even though the security was more heightened during that time because of, as we would have known, about the terrorist threats that were being talked about in the papers and on the TV, we still got there pretty much on time. And it's a beautiful trip, although two people were taken off the train. It's a beautiful trip through the Adirondack Mountains with Lake Champlain on your left and eventually Hudson River on the right. And the price is right. The prices start at $104 U.S. return if you can get a discounted fare, which is about $156 Canadian. We had a very amusing conductor on our way who called the New York City the pearl of the civilized world. In the end, we didn't go to Times Square with 2 million people expected. We were worried about how New York would be able to handle that. However, we stayed on the Upper West Side and went to a party on 123rd Street. And amazingly enough, grabbed the cab back. I know that sounds like, oh, we grabbed the cab, but, you know, a city with 2 million visitors, you would think that it would be very difficult, actually, to get a taxi. We got a cab there. We actually found a place to eat on New Year's Eve, a sushi place on the Upper West Side. And that's quite amazing. In the end, what happened is, it was very anticlimactic, as a lot of people know. 85% of New Yorkers actually stayed home or went to parties with friends, and many restaurants were actually not even full, leaving people like us to just wing it and go out and grab something to eat. We were actually like stocking up on food and that sort of thing, and in the end, we had absolutely no trouble at all. So I would recommend take the train to the Big Apple, save some money, and spend it there, because no matter how much you bring, you will always have just be spend every last cent that you've got on your way back.
There's always some place to spend money in New York City.
Yeah, no, there is. Yeah, absolutely. If you bring $1,000, you'll spend that. If you bring, you know, whatever you bring, you'll spend for sure. And you'll be spending it probably on the dining car at the Amtrak, and make sure for Canadians that you bring U.S. money, because they usually do accept Canadian, but it's better to have some U.S. cash along with you. If you go to New York City right now, you can see the Sensation exhibit, which is at the Brooklyn Art Museum. You guys have heard, you probably have heard about it. It's the from the Charles Saatchi collection, the English advertising magnet, and it's a series of controversial artwork from the contemporary British artists, which include, basically animals in formaldehyde, pictures of tenement life in London, and a Madonna made with elephant dung. And Mayor Giuliani spoke out very highly against this exhibit, tried to stop children from attending in the Brooklyn Art Museum, and he did actually get highly criticized for putting his nose into the city's art and cultural life. However, I'd like to add that his 8,000 cops at Times Square and his helicopters did sort of keep the peace and the calm and quiet to an event which could have easily become, pretty chaotic.
You got 30 seconds left, Jerry. Go.
That's pretty much all I'd like to say is take the train to New York, and when you're in Ottawa, stay at the Chateau Laurier. In Montreal, the Delta, which is becoming the hub of entertainment in a city that never sleeps. And that's it. I mean, go to New York, catch the Sensations exhibit, take the train and save your money and use it to spend there.
That sounds fantastic, Jerry.
Good advice, Jerry.
Thanks once again for joining us here on Travel World, Jerry, and we hope to be talking to you again sometime soon.
Thanks, guys. Nice to speak to you again. Take care now.
You betcha. Bonnie, you can disconnect. So, Steve?
Yeah, we're going to be continuing on with Malcolm Andrews and getting maybe a few more details on that romance on rails that seemed to intrigue Avery Haines so much. And,
well, yeah.
We'll have some.
I wonder if it's the romance package. The romance is like for the entire train travel, but we're going to get back to that. I think this is a great focus on trains, the great train trip. And
finding
and
a niche market to push the trains. Stay listening to Travel World.
On Liberty Works Radio Network.
It's been a long time since I was in school. But today, I'm back volunteering to help kids read. Nearly half of all kids can't read at grade level. These children need your help and mine.
If you can read, you can help. Call 800-424-8867. That's 800-424-8867. Brought to you by RSVP and the Foster Grandparent Program, part of the National Senior Service Corps.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
So what's the worst that could happen if you got your eyes examined for school? Maybe you'd be able to see your computer screen better.
You mean you could play games on these things?
And get real good grades.
Hey, I got an A in quantum mechanics.
And invent the perpetual motion machine.
It's running. It's running.
And land a $1 million grant just to find a way to turn it off.
Stop it? I think I can stop it.
And all because you had your eyes examined. Hey, you never know.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
Harry and I make great partners behind the wheel, as well as at home.
Together, Norma and I have driven nearly 3 million accident-free miles.
We travel all over the country, from coast to coast. Needless to say, we've seen just about everything.
Including some things we wish we hadn't.
Harry and Norma Vogel, professional truck drivers and captains of America's Road Team, with some tips to avoid driving tired.
We see vehicles drifting out of their lane, and sometimes clear off the road.
Too often, the results are senseless crashes caused by drivers who fell asleep at the wheel.
Like many other families, we drive as a team, so one of us sleeps while the other drives.
We're careful to allow enough rest time, and whoever is driving will wake the other up at least half an hour before we switch driving.
That way, the relief driver has a chance to shake that drowsy feeling before getting behind the wheel.
Or if we're both fatigued, we stop and rest. No deadline is worth losing your life.
Or someone else's.
A wake-up call to all drivers from the American Trucking Associations and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Have you ever wondered what one person can do to help save America? This is Bill Huff for Liberty 2000, introducing the modern edition of the 1828 Elementary Catechism on the Constitution of the United States. Between 1828 and 1839, this very book was part of a constitutional revival all across America. Now, with your help, we plan to repeat history. You can order your copy right now by dialing toll-free 1-888-273-8653. That's 1-888-273-8653. Whether you want to teach your children, your students, or yourself about our true American heritage, you'll want to have your own copy of this book. Call Liberty 2000 right now at 1-888-273-8653. Ask for the Catechism on the Constitution. Only $19.95 each or two for $29.95. Give us a toll-free call right now at 1-888-273-8653 or visit us on the internet at www.lexrex.com.
Yes, working for the weekend. Welcome back to Travel World here on the Liberty Works Radio Network with Will and Beck as Stephen Bickford, special guest Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail in studio, talking about weekend things, things we like to do,
getaways, and some of the new trains and services that Via Rail is planning to offer over the coming months.
Absolutely. Listening to Avery, guys, reminded me that this coming summer, actually starting at the beginning of June, we're introducing a whole new tourist train between Halifax in Nova Scotia and Sydney on Cape Breton Island, which is about as far as you can get without taking the boat to Newfoundland. It's going to be a once-a-week round trip between Halifax and Sydney that you can buy either one-way or round trip. And it will, once you get on board the train, we will immerse you in Celtic culture, if you will, with bagpipers and fiddlers and the right kind of food to fit that ambiance. And it's already selling very hotly among the organized tour sort of groups and that sort of thing. I think it's going to be a wonderful product, a wonderful new one. Also, just to remind all those listeners, and Avery as well, if you're still listening, that we will eventually be introducing the Romance by Rails product on the ocean, which is the name of the train which links Montreal and Halifax. So, not to fear.
But for the time being, it's just on the Canadian, the Western Transcontinental train.
That's correct, and very shortly also on the Enterprise, which will be the name of our new overnight train between Montreal and Toronto.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes, the Enterprise. Yes, so any plans to have any Star Trek theme
night? I was about to say that.
Well, speaking of theming things, who knows? I mean, and we're 21st century, third millennium type name, and the Enterprise seemed to fit. Because
you bet.
The other thing I wanted to mention, speaking of theming things, and that's what I was trying to bridge to here, was that we have also a new product which isn't really new at all, but we're beginning to market it finally instead of just offering it sort of slyly under the table. Why we did that, I don't know. We're calling it Via Priva. Priva spelled P-R-I-V-A, and essentially what it is, it's a meetings and incentive travel service, packaging service, whereby we'll take your group of 12, 24, 40, 50 people even, and we will put together a package for them. We'll offer them private chartered cars. We'll refit those cars for them for music and dancing, like we did on about 6 different trains on New Year's Eve. We'll do it for small meetings. We can do boardroom style service. We can do classrooms. We can have all the electrical gadgets you want. Or if it's more fun that you want, we can just basically take your group of your sales force, your winning sales force, and treat them royally like they've never been treated before, either during a day or during an overnight trip, and we can make that into something incredibly special.
It's a great way to get
that
between two cities.
Amazing, like a little boardroom or especially done-up rail car.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been on several of these trips now, and the people just love them. I mean, you know, if everyone thinks about it who's been on any of these companies sort of outside sales trips, often you're taken to some place in the country because
right.
you want to get away from the big
yeah.
city and the hustle and the bustle. We do that in 2 seconds. You step onto the train, and you're away from it,
yeah.
and people aren't distracted by the phones and everything. You can turn all that stuff off if you want and just settle back and both get right down to business and
uh-huh.
get serious about it, but at the same time, have people relax and sort of take away a little bit of that stress that goes with being in the office boardroom type.
The office stress and the other type of stress that you get when you travel, other forms of travel are very, reduce the stress, they add to the stress. But taking the train, you just sit back and you can enjoy
that is
yourself.
An incredible product, and it's a really unique idea. I think it's fantastic. Now, I want to get into something, though. I mean, we've touched on it before, but ever since I've been into trains and we know Steve and I would go check out old rail lines and stuff. Montreal's a great place if you're a train fan. There's an incredibly rich wealth of stories about railways, rail yards. And in fact, not just the Canada Via Rail, the CN and the CP systems, but also you can go to places like St. Albans, which is just mm-hmm. across the border, which is Vermont central for the rails. But what I wanted to get talking about is the Transcontinental.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it leaves now from Toronto. It used to leave from Montreal many years back, but
yes.
just the whole idea, because it was the railroad that linked Canada in the first place. When British Columbia joined Confederation
mm-hmm.
way back when, it was on condition of the railway being built. So it's like the story of the building
of the nation.
Canada.
Absolutely.
And now with the overnight train, it will now make a connection.
That's
no
true.
Longer have to go the night before either direction. It will now make a direct connection in both directions.
That's right. The train from Toronto, which is, of course, called the Canadian, leaves in the morning and has done so for several years now. What that has meant, though, that for anyone coming from further east in Canada, like Montreal or Ottawa, that you basically had to go the night before and overnight with friends or in a hotel. Now, with the new overnight train as of January 16, you will no longer have to do that. You'll be able to go down basically the night before on the train, arrive in the morning and just transfer trains. The Canadian operates three times per year. Three times per week, sorry.
Week,
yes.
Week.
Yeah, that's right. Three times a week. in both directions between Toronto and Vancouver year-round, and it's a three-day and three-night trip in each direction.
Okay.
It's a wonderful trip no matter what time of the year you take it. In fact, my favorite time of year, in fact, is right now in the middle of the winter. There's really nothing quite as magical as waking up early morning beside one of those lakes that's totally frozen over with just a little bit of mist rising off it.
Wow.
And the pines behind it, way up there in the Canadian Shield of Northern Ontario. It's incredibly special, and I think it's kind of one of those images that speaks to people around the world and just says, this is Canada, folks. It's really special. It has been dubbed in the last few years by National Geographic as one of the five great journeys of the world, we're incredibly proud of that. We know that we, by running that train, are in charge of not just a train, but really both a Canadian and an international institution. It's a landmark. It's part of our heritage. It's incredibly special. Taking that train trip across Canada has almost become almost a rite of passage for young Canadians, I think, over the years. I know I did it as a teenager, and maybe that's what got me hooked on trains. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Just one time. Yeah. I remember when I was growing up, and I was 6, 7, 8 years old, the big thing was to go up to the train tracks and watch the Canadian go through, and I would remember all of the names of the cars, the Manor Class sleepers and the Chateau sleepers. These
yes.
are early 1950s, Bud-built stainless
right.
steel cars. You're going back to the golden age, the last real
oh,
thrust
yeah.
after the Second World War, when the railroads put their last big order of major equipment in. These cars were built for Canadian Pacific, and were all
yes.
remodeled and redone, refurbished right to this century in the last couple of years for Via Rail.
That's correct, yeah. These trains have been running under various names essentially since about 1886
wow.
when Canadian Pacific completed its route to the West Coast. And just as you said, Willem, exactly, I mean, it's essentially Canada's covered wagon, or the wedding band of our Confederation, which
mm-hmm.
is known as Canada. In fact, it was written into the Constitution of Canada that this train line should link the country from coast to coast, and
mm-hmm.
it's still in our Constitution, believe it or not. It's that sacred,
yes.
A,
yes.
sacred
thing. Trust that is being passed on.
That's right. So you know, we're proud and honored to be entrusted with its safekeeping and its operating, and frankly, modestly, it's I think we're doing a crackerjack job at that. Proof of which is that Western Transcontinental train is booked months and months ahead of time. So by absolutely, do check out our website to find out more about it. You can download photos about it. You can watch videos even. That's www.viarail.ca. And for booking most of our trains these days, you can also do that on Travelocity.com, or if you're in Canada, Travelocity.ca.
Well, certainly I can recommend train travel in Canada to all our listeners across North America. Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail, thank you for being part of Travel World this morning.
My pleasure.
WeWorks Radio Network. Next Saturday, I'll be down in Arizona talking about the Hermosa Inn. We'll also be introducing our new Florida Bureau Chief, Cynthia Demos, reporting on the Sunshine State, and Fran Fawcett back from Nepal. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty WeWorks Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Bagus. And
I'm Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail.
Once again, the message, take the train. You know, Malcolm, I want to ask you, just before we actually leave the airways.
Sure.
Back in 1980-81, there was a commercial that aired, and there was a Via Rail jingle called Take It Easy, Take the Train.
Yes.
Can you get that for me?
We'll certainly do our best.
You bet.
Dig it to some archives.
You know, you can join, you can come to Canada through many of our major cities, and really, take the time and join it. Thanks for joining us here on Travel World. I've seen your face 100 times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah, 'cause mama, I'm coming home.
News, information.